92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Thousands of people here in Madison may have been exposed to measles. A UW student who lives off campus has tested positive. Staff from Public Health Madison-Dane County say the student likely caught it during international travel. But around campus, there are lots of people in a small area. That means lots could have been exposed. PHMDC staff say they've notified 4,000 people that they should keep an eye out for measles symptoms and check their vaccination records. The person who tested positive visited mostly spots on campus, plus the Qdoba on Park Street. Usually, symptoms of measles start 7 to 14 days after infection and can look like just about any other illness, with a cough, high fever, and runny nose. A few days after that is when you typically start to see signs that really look like measles. That often begins with white spots in the mouth, and then a few days after that, the classic red flat spots show up. They usually begin on the face and hairline and then spread down the rest of the body. So that means you can have measles for 3 weeks before you even know it. Of course, the country is in the middle of the biggest outbreak in decades. The nation has had about 600 cases of measles so far this year, and it's only the start of February. Dr. Alok Patel from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is very unusual for a country that eliminated measles. That means no local spread in the year 2000. And 26 years later, here's where we are. Now, to give you a sense of what 600 cases in a month looks like, last year there was almost 3,000 cases. If we continue this rate right now, we'll hit over 7,000 cases in 2026. That's only what's reported.
All over Wisconsin, vaccination rates have dropped. Lots of people get the measles, mumps, and rubella, or MMR, vaccine when they're kids. But if you're not sure if you got one, you can check the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. You can now vote early in the spring primary. Early absentee voting began yesterday all over Wisconsin. Here in Madison, there are three races on the ballot for Dane County Court Commissioner and County Supervisor for Districts 12 and 15. The most accessible early voting locations are at Madison Public Libraries. And across the country, young people are in crisis. More kids report experiencing mental health struggles than ever before. Isabella Nieto reports on how more students don't feel like they belong.
The State Office of Children's Mental Health released their annual report on kids' mental health earlier this month. The report emphasizes a sense of belonging for students. From 2013 to 2023, there has been a 37% drop in Wisconsin youth feeling like they belong at their school. The rates of belonging are worse for marginalized groups. The report shows the number of students with major depressive episodes continues to increase, jumping from 16 to 18% in the last 5 years. There has also been an over 10% increase in the rate of young adults who have a mental illness. The office also reports some improvements statewide. Since 2024, there has been a slight decline in LGBTQ youth considering suicide in Wisconsin, dropping from 42 to 39%. And compared to 2020, foster care placements and teen pregnancy have decreased, and the number of adults with a college degree has increased from 31 to 35%. Wisconsin schools also have more mental health support services. The report shows schools have more nurses, social workers, counselors, and psychologists.
That's Isabella Nieto reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Another Bucks game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks back at it again tonight in Milwaukee as they host the New Orleans Pelicans. The Bucks able to snap a five-game losing streak with a 131-115 win over the Chicago Bulls at Five Serve Forum. Kyle Kuzma with 31 points asked if it's been tough sledding the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy for us, but you know, New Orleans is coming in. We got to do the same thing. Play fast and play together.
NFL, the Pro Bowl games were last night. Packers' Micah Parsons in attendance in a scooter. I talked to Evan Williams about how much they miss Parsons after his knee injury.
It definitely is difficult when you have, you know, your all-pro guy, you're just your disruptor, a guy that's been a leader for you all year. It definitely hurts to, you know, have a guy like that go down. But we all understood what the type of defense we were the year before we got Micah, and we played some pretty good ball that whole year.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams from Super Bowl 60 here in San Francisco with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a sunny one today with a high right around 25 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 11 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, we start to warm things up. Mostly cloudy. We may catch a few flurries at some point with a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.